Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, bringing this back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to find my books, The Age of the Customer, The Third Ingredient, books like that, you can find them at jimblasingame.com. Bob Dornschneider is here, our good friend, 21-plus-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and the chairman of the Dornschneider Group, author of Decisions, author of Time Heroes, most CEO of Power and Influence, on and on. Folks, this man is so prolific. His global mind has been a joy and an honor to be able to delve into and to get his wisdom all these years. Bob, thank you so much for all that you've done for us and all that you do for so many.
Jim, thank you for writing all those books. I've got three books in the griddle right now. Let's see what happens.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see them. Hey, Bob, one of the things that I try to do around here is help small business owners do two things. Fire themselves from jobs they don't have to do anymore. Promote themselves to jobs that only they can do. That's one thing. And the third thing is get out of their own way. As you look across your career of being a confidant to CEOs of major corporations, largely, what do you think about my idea of helping CEOs get out of their own way? I bet you've seen a lot of that, haven't you?
I think it's brilliant, and I think the real key word is courage. They have to have the courage to do what you just described, because if they don't, they're going to mire in the present, and nothing will change.
Mm-hmm. Well, why is it, you know, when I started my consulting company over 30 years ago, 32 years ago, I worried that I wouldn't be able to solve problems. Or, you know, I wondered if I had it in me to do the job when I first started. And what I realized as I moved on from one company to the other, that my job was the same in both places. It was to help the company see the things that was right in front of them, but they were so close to them, they couldn't see it. And I didn't have to be brilliant. I didn't have to know their industry. All I had to do was see the thing that was right in front of everybody that they couldn't see. What do you think? Have you seen that happen?
I've seen it happen time and again almost every day of my life. And oftentimes people not just don't see it, people don't want to see it. Because
yeah,
when
it hurts.
You see it, you got to do something about it.
And it hurts, right? Because we don't see the things that we love that are hurting us.
It'd be very painful.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. So, firing somebody, taking somebody out, reducing somebody, that's tough. But you got to do it from time to time.
Sometimes you do. And this is why I encourage small business owners to have somebody outside the company looking back at them. That's how you make a living. That's how I've made a living over the years. And small business owners don't do it this as much as they should. Find somebody who's dispassionate about whatever you're doing that can look at it and ask the question, why have you turned that cow upside down and painted it purple? Is that really what you wanted? What do you think, Bob?
No, I think that small business men and women have to come to decisions that large businesses don't have to come to. And they have to come to it almost every day. And if they don't come to it, their small business is going to cease becoming a business at all. So you got to be very nimble, very nimble. And I encourage people to do exactly what you said. Take a look inside themselves and take a step up to the bar and do it.
So, and when you look across corporate America, how has the CEO job changed in the last 20 years?
I hate to say it, but the CEO today is a caretaker, and he's pretty much going through the motions. 20 years ago, the CEO set policy, drove policy.
Hands-on.
In touch with Washington. It was fantastic. Hands-on person. It's not true today.
Mm-hmm.
CEO today is in the executive suite, barricaded himself.
Figurehead.
So nobody can get close to him.
A figurehead?
It's very tough. And I remember, you know, years ago, the CEO years ago would get into the street and mix it up. Doesn't happen today.
Mm-hmm. And consequently, they're insulated from help from companies like yours, aren't they?
That's correct. And they also don't really understand what's going on. They're surrounded by yes men who want to keep their jobs. Everybody wants to keep their job.
Yeah, and that has not been good for values, corporate values, has it?
It's a terrible thing because corporate values are so critical, and they have to be lived every single day. Whether it's truth, honesty, the American way, whatever it happens to be, you've got to live up to it every single day.
And believe it or not, the founders, is what you just said, is one of the reasons the founders were skeptical of corporations. They actually didn't like corporations because of what you just said.
Exactly right.
260 years ago.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the founders are smart guys. We should look back at what they had in mind. We should let people like Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer and people of that caliber, Bernie Sanders, ask them to take a look at the founders, what the founders had in mind.
Exactly. Hey, Bob, I've got to wrap it up one last time. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your friendship. You've been a great friend to me and an awesome supporter of my work, and I just want you to know I'll never forget it. I'm very grateful.
It's a great privilege to be with you, Jim, now and tomorrow. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
We still got work to do. Bob Dinnenschneider, ladies and gentlemen, truly a great American and one of my heroes. I encourage you to check out their website, dinnenschneidergroup.com. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blastingame. I don't care where it goes.
Gonna climb a mountain. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blastingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.